Good afternoon. Congress will decide later whether to extend the state of alarm for another 15 days. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez first announced emergency powers on March the 14th, and since then he has successfully requested three extensions for two-week periods. But his request for a fourth additional period until May 24th has been met with growing objections from the opposition, and Sanchez has been forced into last-minute negotiations to secure a simple majority of more yes than no votes in the 350-seat parliament. The government has offered concessions to the centre-right Ciudadanos and to the Basque Nationalist Party, the PMV, to ensure success, even though the main opposition group, the Partido Popular, has finally decided to withdraw its earlier support. The PP's leader, Pablo Casado, said in a speech earlier that the exceptional situation does not allow for a constitutional dictatorship. Together with the votes from his coalition partner Podemos and a few small parties, Sanchez should have more than enough for the simple majority requires. The Ministry of Health has confirmed a further 244 deaths and 685 new cases of coronavirus in the last 24 hours. For the Valencian region, though, the Ministry added 37 new cases, but no new admissions to intensive care. This is the first time since the start of the pandemic that the figure of zero has been achieved. Furthermore, the admission of patients to hospital is also low at just 11. National police officers in Ben El Madina have arrested a 55-year-old Hungarian fugitive who was wanted by the German authorities for crimes relating to extortion. A European arrest and surrender order had been submitted for the Hungarian national since March the 13th. The fugitive was located on Sunday at his home in Ben El Madina. He was found whilst officers carried out checks on a vehicle. The detainee has now been passed on to the Central Investigation Courts in Madrid. Airbnb is sacking a quarter of its employees as home sharing demand has collapsed, especially in Spain's Costa del Sol and Costa Blanca areas. The property portal has around 7 million properties worldwide on its books, many of which are in tourist hotspots. The pandemic has wiped out demand, and chief executive Brian Chesky announced that 1,900 of its 7,500 workers are going. Airbnb is also slashing businesses that don't directly support home sharing, such as its investments in hotels and air travel. The boss recently angered many of Airbnb's hosts when he told guests they could cancel their stays without penalties as lockdown hit travel plans. The firm is now letting people who are planning to check in by June the 15th to cancel without penalties. And the Spanish government's obligation for petrol stations to stay open has seen hundreds of them go into bankruptcy. Petrol station owners have criticised the Ministry of Ecological Transition for their decision to maintain opening hours during the state of alarm, given that demand for fuel has plummeted by 90% since the beginning of lockdown. They can't understand why the government has not amended the ministerial order, which set new hours for the sector in order to guarantee supply. According to the Spanish Confederation of Service Station Entrepreneurs, the requirement is as unfair as it is disproportionate. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.